下午的时间继续交给魏弟兄。
我们还是先读圣经。
Let us first read some scriptures.
路加福音第十七章。
The Gospel according to Luke chapter 17.
20-21节
Verses 20-21 Luke chapter 17
法利赛人问神的国几时来到耶稣回答说神的国来到不是眼所能见的
Once having been asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus replied, The kingdom of God does not come with your careful observation.
人也不得说看哪在这里看哪在那里因为神的国就在你们心里。
Nor will people say, Here it is or there it is, because the kingdom of God is within you.
那我们再读哥林多前书第四章。
Return to 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
20节。
Verse 20.
因为神的国不在乎言语乃在乎全能。
For the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power.
我们就读这两处圣经。
Much for the scripture reading.
请我们再有一点祷告。
Let us have a further word of prayer.
主，我们一同在你面前仰望。
Lord, we stand before you, look up to you.
求主今天下午你在对我们说话。
May the Lord speak once again to us in the afternoon.
虽然说在上午在晚上主你已经对我们说了许多的话
Even though in the evenings and in the mornings you have spoken much to us
这我下午的时间我们也求你怜悯我们
We still ask your mercies for the afternoon time
让我们所有的时间都不是空空的过去
May all the time pass not in vain
因为这是你施恩的日子
BecauseThis is the day of your salvation.
但愿你照着你丰富的恩典都向我们施恩。
May you show your grace to us according to your graciousness.
让我们认识你的国。
May we know your kingdom.
也让我们认识在你国里的生活和侍奉。
May we also know the life and the service in your kingdom.
好让我们在地上能够有一个日有余下的年日都能叫主的心得到喜悦和满足
So the rest of our life we can please our God's heart
因为我们乃是为了神国而活的一般人
Because we are living for the kingdom of God
主我们把这段时间仰望在主的手中
We commit this period of time into the Lord's hand
求主教导我们
May the Lord teach us
也求主把那合适的话语放在我们里面
May the Lord place the proper words in our heart
让知道该怎样和弟兄只能有交通
So we know how to fellowship with our brothers and sisters
让我们都能有清楚的看见
We can all see clearly
让主的心也在这里得到满足
May the heart of our Lord be satisfied here
求主听我们的祷告
May the Lord hear our prayer
靠主耶稣基督里面
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ we pray
Amen昨天下午我们和弟兄这边讲到那个国度的生活
Yesterday afternoon we talked about the kingdom life
我们这一班蒙恩得救的人神实在是爱我们
Us who are saved by grace are truly loved by God
他不仅是把我们从那个万族当中拯救出来成使我们成了一般能拣选的族类。
Not only he rescued us, saved us from all kinds, all nations, and so we are saved by his grace.
也使我们在地上做一个君尊的祭司。
To make us a holy priesthood.
一个亲身神侍奉神的一般人。
So we can serve and draw close to the Lord.
也给我们看见我们是圣洁的国度。
Also shows us that we are a holy nation.
我们是属神的子民。
We are God's children.
这是 住在我们，我们主拯救我们之后，我们所有的那个地位和身份。
That is the position and character that we have obtained after we are saved.
我们是蒙拣选的族类，这我们都知道。
We are the chosen race.
我们是君尊的祭司，我们也常常提到。
We often mention that we are the noble priesthood.
但说到我们是圣洁的国度，我们很少讲这一方面。
But we rarely talk about we are also the holy kingdom.
好像，对我们来说呢，我们不太熟悉。
And we are not very familiar with this.
然后对弟兄姊妹来说，可能也是有这样同样的感觉。
But sisters may also feel the same way.
这里说到我们是圣洁的国度。
Here says we are the holy kingdom.
那和世界上所有的国度都不一样。
It's different from all the nations of the world.
因为圣洁乃是被分别出来的意思。
Holiness means being set apart.
在列国当中，主把我们分别出来。
From among all the nations, we are set apart.
是我们正成为神的国。
We become the nation of God.
不仅名字不一样，里面性质也不相同。
Not only the name is different, but also nature is different.
里面生活习惯完全不一样。
The custom, the lifestyles are different.
那我们在神的国里面成为神的子民，我们不能照着我们原来的样子来生活，来工作。
Now that we are citizens in the kingdom of God, we shall not live according to our previous custom.
必照着神的国的生样式，我们来生活。
We shall live according to God's pattern.
这里说到我们是圣洁的国度。
Here says we are a holy nation.
一方面说我们是被分别出来一般人。
On the one hand, we are a people set apart.
另外一方面也说这个国度啊，那个像主耶稣基督一样。
On the other hand, this nation is like our Lord Jesus Christ.
他怎样是圣洁的，我们也是圣洁的。
How holy he is, we also.
不论是在旧约、在新约，都提到这件事情。
And it's talked about both in the Old Testament and the New.
那就说到在这国度里面生活、侍奉，都应该像主耶稣基督。
How we live and how we serve, we shall both be like the Lord Jesus.
那么主耶稣基督他的生活是怎样的？
What is the life of our Lord Jesus?
我们感谢主，主在马太福音五六七章里头都给我们很详细的给我们看见。
We thank the Lord; He has shown us in very detail in chapter 5, 6, and 7 Matthew.
那主在地上生活的时候，他所显出来的一种的光景。
The life that the Lord manifests while still on earth.
当然，主耶稣地上他的行踪，那我们也都读圣经，从圣经里都能领。也知道一些。
His footsteps on earth, we can also perceive some from the Bible.
但是他能有这样的生活，实在是因为他有这种性质。
The reason he can live such a life is because of his nature.
那就是马太福音第五章里开头一段是给我们看见的。
It's because of his character shown forth by the five chapters.
九个福，都是知道主耶稣的性质说的。
The nine blessings all referring to the character of the Lord.
因为他有这样的性质，所以他能够那样的生活。
Because he has such character, so he can live this kind of life.
我们感谢主，我们成了神国的圣洁的国度。
We thank the Lord, we have become a holy nation.
我们成了神国度的一般人。
We become a citizen of this kingdom.
主也把他的生命赐给我们。
The Lord also gave us his life.
让我们里头有了那个主耶稣的性质。
We have these characters within.
所以我们也能过一种生活，像主耶稣基督一样。
That's why we can also live a life to be like the Lord.
有国度的生活，也有国度的侍奉。
We have the kingdom life and also kingdom ministry.
那这个马太福音第五章那一段话语。
And the passage in Matthew 5
不是那国度的那一种律法。
It is not the law for the kingdom.
好像每一个国家都有它的宪法。
As if every nation has its constitution.
那么神的国也该有神的国的宪法。
So the kingdom of God also needs to need its constitution.
如果有这种宪法，那么我们就照着这种宪法律法而生活。
Now that we have the laws, we can live according to the law.
这里不是讲到一个神国的律法。
This is not talking about the constitution of the king.
受到是国度的教训。
even though its doctrines concerning the kingdom.
但这个教训乃说出了那主耶稣生活的性质。
However, this doctrine teaches about the character, nature of his life. 所以我们
不能去用我们自己的力量去遵守这些命令。
It is not something we can keep by our own strength.
或者遵守这些教训。
Or keep those doctrines.
若是我们遵守的话，我们一定失败的。
If we want to keep, we shall fail.
我们虽然心里头愿意，但是到结果我们遵守不来。
Even though we desire to do it, but we cannot.
那么这也不是一种的榜样。
This is not so, neither an example.
叫我们来效法。
So that we can imitate.
那主耶稣怎样生活，我们就来效法这种生活。
How the Lord Jesus lived, we also imitate his lifestyle.
那我们若这样去效法的话
，If we want to imitate him in this way,
那总是开始变得四不像那样。
It will become like nothing, nobody.
就好像那个猴子学人一样。
Just like the monkeys try to imitate man.
你看见猴子学人的时候，他会用刀叉会吃饭的。
Some monkeys can use forks and spoons to eat.
坐在那里像一个人一样
sitting there as if a man
但是吃过东西之后呢把刀叉一丢他一下就跑到上面去了
but afterwards throw away the forks and spoons they jump on the tree
这猴子样子又露出来了
and it appears like a monkey
所以这里不是让我们来效法主耶稣
so here is not wants us to imitate him
让我们来模仿他
or to imitate his behavior
那若是这样的话那我们有的时候记得住的时候我们就模仿他像一点
if this is the case then If we remember, we can imitate a little bit like him.
一到回到家里面呢，本相都显出来。
However, return home, we expose our own nature.
所以这里不是一个律法叫我们去遵守。
So here is not a law for us to keep.
也不是一种的这个模式叫我们来效法。
Or a pattern for us to follow.
它乃是一种的性质。
But it is a nature.
主把他的生命给了我们。
The Lord's life has given given us.
他的生命里头就有这许多性质。
And his life has such characters.
那我们是把这主要知道吧，让主的生命从里头活出来。
We need to live out our Lord's life.
自然而然，这种性质都从我们上彰显出来。
Naturally, all those characters will be manifest.
那我们怎样让这生命活出来呢
？How can we live out this life?
那也不是我们自己去努力。
It's not by our own effort.
也不要我们自己，那个我们天天想到这件事。
We do not need to remember these things.
我们只有一件事，就顺服圣灵。
There is only one thing, it is to obey the Holy Spirit.
圣灵会在凡事来教导我们。
The Holy Spirit will teach us in everything.
然后带领我们生活，带领我们的工作。
It will lead us in our work, in our life.
他也带领我们侍奉。
Also lead us in our service.
在一切事上都教训我们。
In everything, it will teach us.
我们只要体贴圣灵。
We shall only consider be mindful of the Holy Spirit.
顺服圣灵。
Be obedient to the Holy Spirit.
那跟随他所给我们一切的带领。
And follow his leads in everything.
自然而然，这种生命从里头就活出来了。
Naturally, this life will be lived out.
那这个，我们主耶稣地上的时候也是这样。
Our Lord Jesus, when he was on earth, was
like this.
Even though he is the Son of God, in everything followed the leading of the Spirit.
比方说，他在这个约旦河里面受过洗之后
，For example, after his baptism in Jordan,
圣灵就引导他、感动他到旷野地方去。
The Holy Spirit guided him to the desert.
我们知道到旷野在哪里受40天。受魔鬼的试探
，For 40 days being tempted by the devil，
那是圣灵带领他。
That was the leading of the Holy Spirit。
那么以后主耶稣那个出来那个传道在那讲道的时候
，Later on when he came out to preach， the message,
他也是有蛮有能力。
He's full of the Holy Spirit's power。
这里就那里给我们看见，那圣灵在他身上就显出那种能力了。
Shows forth the power of the Holy Spirit。
就主在地上的每一件事情也是跟随圣灵的。
So our Lord in on earth everything is according to the leading of the Spirit。
主不仅是把这个生命赐给我们。
Not only he gave us his life，
也把圣灵赐给我们。
He also gave us his Holy Spirit。
这一位圣灵就在我们里头的凡事上教训我们。
This Holy Spirit is in us and teaching us everything。
大事小大，无论大事和小事。
No matter great matters or small things。
无论是教会的侍奉或者我们个人家里生活。
No matter church service or family life。
每一件事圣灵都在教导我们。
In everything the Holy Spirit teaches。
有的时候我把圣灵教导我们里头没什么感觉。
Sometimes when he teaches we have no feeling。
有的时候我们里头有感觉。
Sometimes we have some feeling。
特别是我们在那里没有顺服圣灵的时候
，especially when we are disobedient，
那我们里头就有感觉。
We really have some feeling。
我们顺服圣灵的时候也有感觉的。
When we are obedient, we also have some feeling。
罗马书8章告诉我们说，我们不顺服圣灵的时候
Romans chapter 8 tells us if we
disobedient,
we live according to our own life,
里面就死的感觉,
we feel a feeling of sense of death.
里面很死,
we have a sense of death.
没有生命,
there is no life.
也没有安息,
no rest.
里头觉得不平安,
you feel unpeaceful.
若是我们顺服圣灵的话呢,
if we are mindful of the Holy Spirit,
那里面就有生命的感觉,
then you have a feeling sense of life.
这个人就人活起来了,
then you become alive.
里面就满了活力,
you're full of power.
那不但这样并且满很满了平安。
Not only so, but full of peace.
所以我们顺服圣灵，不顺服圣灵，那我们里头有感觉的。
So whether we're obedient or not, we really have a feeling.
什么时候我们感觉是一个死的感觉
？Whenever we have a sense of death.
好像一个不平安的感觉。
Or unpeaceful.
那我们就要停下来。
We need to stop.
那可能在那些事情呢，我们错了。
We may be wrong in those matters.
我们没有跟随圣灵带领。
We are not following the lead of the Spirit.
寻求圣灵的意思。
We shall seek again the Spirit.
我们知道圣灵怎样带领我们，那我们就照着去行。
If we know how the Spirit is leading, then we do accordingly.
那里面就满了生命和平安。
Then you're full of peace and life.
无论在大事小事，每一件事情，圣灵都这样带领我们。
No matter great matters or small things.
但是也并不是说，那你需要圣灵带领的时候，你一祷告，圣灵马上就来带领你。
This isn't saying that whenever you need the guidance, then Holy Spirit will lead you.
有的时候需要经过一段时间的。
Sometimes you have to go through a period of time.
那一面让我们学习做忍耐。
Sometimes we need to learn patience.
另外一面也让我们学做忠诚。
And also learn to be faithful.
我们是不是真实愿意跟随圣灵
？Are we truly willing to follow?
我们还是要照自己意思去行。
Or we want to do our own will.
时间一长啊，可以把我们这个人显明出来。
Time can really tell.
可主叫我们做一个忠诚的人。
The Lord wants us to be faithful.
我们一直都是向着圣灵是忠诚的。
We be faithful to the Holy Spirit always.
然后我们要跟随圣灵。
All the way, follow the Lord, follow the Spirit.
有的时候呢，好像圣灵感觉并不是跟你说一句话。
Sometimes it's not like he's speaking to you in the word.
好像就对你说可以不可以。
As if saying yes or no.
那么这样的话也比较容易。
If it's so, then it's much easier.
在我耳朵旁边说可以。
Speak to my ear saying yes.
或者不可以。
Or no.
我们许多弟兄对我们盼望圣灵这样告诉我们。
Many brothers and sisters hope that Holy Spirit will lead this way.
但是常常感觉失望的。
But we are all disappointed.
圣灵不是这样对我们说可以和不可以。
And the Holy Spirit will not just say yes or no to us.
他呢是在里头给我们一种感觉。
He just give us a feeling.
很可能许多时候那感觉是很轻微的感觉。
A lot of times the feelings is very gentle.
比方一位弟兄说。
For example, a brother said,
那么他为了一件事情在主面祷告
For one matter, he prayed before the Lord
相当长久的时间
For a long time
那么还里头还不清楚
It's still very, not very clear
那就主给我们看见是不是我们要遵循主的意思
And the Lord wants to show whether we are obedient or not
还是我们自己照着我们自己所拣选的
What we will do according to our own choice
那我们若是真是在忍耐等候
If we are truly waiting and impatient
到了时候就是那个到了那个主的时候
When it's the Lord's time,
主会借着圣灵给我们的感觉
the Lord, through the Spirit, will give us
给我们的感觉就是一种很轻微的感觉
and it is a feeling that's really gentle
那弟兄给我们说
the brother told us
他说那个感觉就好像啊东西啊放得不够平了
as if you place something on an even table, place
放得不够稳了
not very stable
就好像一杯水
As if a cup of water.
不是你摆在那里啊，很平很稳的。
It's not very stable.
不是你下面垫的这么厚的几张纸头。
Because you have some piece of paper underneath.
它就不稳了。
It will be unstable.
倾斜过去的。
Actually, lean toward one way.
那这就是圣灵给我们的感觉。
That is the feeling the Holy Spirit gives us.
你觉得不够稳。
It is not very stable.
不够平。
Not very level.
不够踏实。
Not very.
你就总是觉得在这里不对。
You also feel that this is something
wrong. 那你就知道圣灵意思就是这样。
Now you know the meaning of this spirit.
那你就顺服圣灵。
Then you just live according.
跟随圣灵带领。
Follow the leading.
到了时候，他就把给我们看见我们到底该怎样。
In his time, he will show us what we shall do.
所以我们这个功课呢，我们要好好学习。
And this lesson we really need to learn.
其实我们一蒙恩得救之后，我们都该学习这一个跟随圣灵。
Actually, after we are saved, we need to learn how to follow the leading of the Spirit.
就是我们所说的顺服恩膏的教训。
It is to live obedient to the anointing.
既然说是恩膏。
Now that it's a holy anointing.
那就不并不是一很粗野的一件事。
It is not something very rough.
就好像你某一点膏一样。
as if you are put some ointment on you.
那是很轻微的。
It is very gentle.
所以我们要顺服恩膏的浇选。
We need to obedient to the anointing.
不要以为这是小事。
Do not think it's a small matter.
是非常重要一件事情。
It's a very important matter.
这关系我们整个生活，整个一生的生活。
Concerning our whole life.
我们一生的道路
All the days of our life.
我们是不是行在神的旨意当中
Are we walking in God's will?
我们是不是跟随神的带领
Are we following God's leading?
我们是不是活在国度里面
Are we living in His kingdom?
那关键都在于这个地方
The key is on this point.
这是圣灵带领我们
This is how the Holy Spirit
就叫我们能够活出那国度的那个生命来
So we can live out the life of the kingdom.
那主的生命都活出来的时候那就是那种特性
When the life of the Lord is lived out
自然而然就从我身上彰显出来
Naturally manifest
那这是我们那上一次和弟兄姊妹交通的
This is what we shared last night
国度的生活
The kingdom life
国度的生活读一面给我们看见他的榜样
On the one hand, he shows us his example.
另外一方面他把生命赐给我们
On the other hand, he gave us his life.
他也把圣灵赐给我们
He also gave us the Holy
Spirit. 借着圣灵带领让他的生命从里活出来
Through the leading of the Spirit, he lives out his life.
他也给我们看见这生命的特性啊有九方面
He also shows us the character of his life, of this life.
活出来之后就是这些这种样式
And the life of kingdom life is like this.
主实在是爱他的儿女们
The Lord still indeed loves his children.
各方面都给我们预备的那么齐全
And provide us everything, everything.
现在就是我们肯不肯这样子做神的国做圣洁的国度
Now it's up to us to decide whether we're willing to obey
显出神的荣耀了
To manifest the Lord's glory
那不仅是为着神的荣耀
Not only for God's glory
并且为着那个主的得胜
And also for the victory of the Lord
主的得胜的彰显出来
And the manifestation of his victory
那这是很大的一件事情
This is a great matter
我们弟兄们一直在告诉我们
Our brothers continue to share
今天我们就是在两种势力啊在征战当中
Today we are in a great battle between two forces
我们是站在主的一面呢我们还是站在仇敌那一面
Are we on the Lord's side or on the enemy's side
仇敌一直尽他所能的来破坏那神的心意。
The enemy tried his best to destroy God's will.
但是我们的主在给我们为我们预备。
But our Lord has provided.
不仅是把生命赐给我们。
Not only give us life.
把圣灵赐给我们。
Give us the Holy Spirit.
他也给我们穿上各种各样的军装。
He also put all kinds of armors.
好叫我们来抵挡仇敌。
So we can stand firm against
them. 并且我们还能站立得稳。
And we can also stand firm.
所以我们要站在主这一面。
So we shall stand on the Lord's side.
让主的得胜才彰显出来。
To manifest the Lord's victory.
让仇敌遇见失败。
So the enemy will be defeated.
那这件事情是关系到那个主将来过渡的事
This thing concerns the kingdom in the future
关系到神的旨意
Concerns the will of God
所以我们要注意这件事情
So we need to pay attention to this
不仅是为着我们个人的益处也是为着主的益处
Not only for our personal gain but also for the interest of the Lord
不仅是为着我们个人的前途也是为着主的旨意
Not only for our future but for the will of God
我们若真是爱主的话我们说我们愿意站在主这一面
If we truly love the Lord we say we're willing to stand
我们对仇敌总是说不
We always say no to the enemy
我们对主就说是
We say yes to our Lord
好让主的旨意能够得到成就
So that the will of God can be fulfilled.
那我们今天讲到另外一方面。
Today we want to talk about another aspect.
就是神的国不在乎言语，乃在乎全能。
The kingdom of God is not a matter of words, but of power.
上次我们说到神的国不在乎吃喝。
Last time we said the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking.
乃在乎公义、和平并圣灵中喜乐。
But of the righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
当然，吃喝这些都是都指着生活方面说的。
We know drinking, eating concerns our life.
那就我们的生活呀，不重在吃喝。
Our life is not focused on eating and drinking.
我们的生活乃是重在公义、和平并圣灵中喜乐。
Our life shall be focused on righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
我们要用这三件事情来测量我们的生活。
We need to measure our life, evaluate our life.
我们是不是活在神的国度当中？
Are we truly living in the kingdom of God?
神的国不在乎吃喝。
The kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking.
说到吃喝总是为了自己的。
Eating and drinking is for ourselves.
为了自己享受。
For our own enjoyment.
为了自己满足。
For our own satisfaction.
为了自己权利。
For our own power.
为了自己那个自由。
For our own freedom.
我喜欢吃我就吃。
If I want to eat,
我不喜欢吃我就不吃。
I do not like, I don't
这是我的自由。
That's my free, right.
所以这就是今天一般人的生活这样。
This is the lifestyle of ordinary
people. 都是以自己为中心的。
We are very self-centered.
他们不考，当然他们不考虑神的事。
Of course, they do not consider God's matter.
他们也不考别人，也不考虑别人如何。
Neither do they consider other people.
虽然我们别人会受到亏损。
Even though other people will suffer loss.
但是我们是以自己为中心。
Loss,
为中心。
We are self-centered.
那只要自己有所得到。
As long as we have,
你有所享受。
We have something to enjoy.
自己感觉舒服，感觉平安。
We have peace and comfort.
那我们就觉得我就可以这样去做。
Then I will just do it.
这是一般人生活。
This is the ordinary people's
life. 神国不在乎吃喝。
But God's kingdom doesn't.
那就说不是我们自己为中心。
That means we are not self-centered.
我们总是要顾到神的心意。
We need to be careful of God's
will. 我们要顾到那个别人的感觉。
We need to be mindful of other people's feelings.
主喜欢，主喜欢不喜欢？
Whether the Lord likes it or not.
别人会不会因着我这样吃喝而受到亏损？
Will other people be stumbled by this?
我们不是为了自己，我们来是为了别人。
Not for ourselves, but for others.
就像我们主耶稣到地上来，他说不是为了自己生活，乃是为了别人。
Just as our Lord come to earth, not to live for himself.
他说我不是要得人，我得人的服侍，我乃是。乃是要服侍人。
He said, "I'm not come to be served, but to serve."
并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
And to give up his life as a ransom for many.
我们主的生活总是考虑到别人。
Our Lord always considers other people.
不考虑不以自己为中心。
He is not self-centered.
他更是那个考虑到神的心意。
He also is very mindful of God's will.
这是我们的主。
This is our Lord.
在消极方面。
From negatively speaking,
他是一个舍己而把自己摆在一边了。
He put himself aside, the self-denial.
那我们的舍己，比较容，应该算得容易一点。
For us, self-denial is relatively easy.
因为我们的己啊都是不好的。
Because our self is not.
一个人说到你活在自己里头。
And if you live in yourself.
那我们觉得还辱骂我们。
And we felt that we are rebuked.
实在是我们就活在自己里头。
Indeed, we are living in ourselves.
自己活在自己，有自私啊、自利啊、自高了、自大了，都是那个己啊，都是不好方面。
Selfishness and self-confidence, self-pride.
要舍弃这些，放下这些，应该的。
To give them up, to deny them.
我们主耶稣他的己他的自己是圣洁的。
Our Lord's self is holy also.
是没有瑕疵的。
It's without blemish.
他是没有罪的。
He is sinless.
他也不知道罪。
He doesn't know sin.
所以这是我们的主，他的己是一个良善圣洁的。
This is our Lord. His self is holy and good.
但是主因着爱我们的缘故，
but for the sake of love us,
他也肯舍弃他自己。
He is willing to deny himself.
并且连他命都可舍掉。
He is willing to give his life up.
为了来救赎我们。
For the rescuing of us.
更是为了我们神的荣耀。
Also for the Lord, the glory of the Lord.
为了神的旨意。
For the will of God.
他愿意把自己摆在一边。
He is willing to put himself aside.
就像他在克西马尼园里的时候说的，不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
Just as he said in Gethsemane that not my will but your
will
be done.
主耶稣意思就是。不好的吗？主耶稣那个自己的意思有什么不好吗？
This is not to say his self will is something wrong with it.
我们知道绝对不会的。
We know it's absolutely not.
主耶稣就照着自己意思而行，也都是都最好的。
Even though he does it according to his own will, it's good.
那是他说不要照我的意思。
However, he said not to my will.
要照你的意思。
But your will be done.
就是他这样一个圣洁的自己。
This holy self.
这样一个没有瑕疵的自己。
This spotless self.
他都为运到神旨意的缘故而放下。
For the sake of God's will, he needs to put them down.
因为姊妹我们何况今天我们这个己已经被败坏、被玷污的。
That the self of us it's already been contaminated.
我们更是应该
corrupted.
为了神的旨意。
We shall for the will of God.
为了别人的益处，我们
for the benefit of others.
放下。
We need to lay them down.
这是那个神的我们的生活。
This concerns our life.
国度生活不在乎吃喝。
So the kingdom life is not a matter of eating.
不是以自己为中心。
Not self-centered.
不是那自私自利的。
Not selfish.
乃在乎公义、圣洁、公义、和平并圣灵的心了。
It's a matter of righteousness, peace, and joy in the spirit.
昨天我们也说过，公义指到神，像神说的。
We mentioned that the righteousness is talking about God, the likeness of God.
像不像主耶稣呢
？Either we are like Jesus.
还是那个像我某人
，or to be like somebody，
或者像我们自己所喜欢
，or like somebody we like，
不像主耶稣
，or not like our Lord Jesus。
我们总要看我们像不像主耶稣。
We always need to know whether we're like Jesus。
我们说有道理没有道理
，doesn't matter whether it's reasonable。
也不管我们到底是对我们有益处和没有益处。
Is it beneficial to us or not？
我们总是问我这样生活像不像主耶稣
？We need to ask our life is it like Jesus？
我这样说话像不像主耶稣
？Do I speak like Jesus？
我这样做事像不像主耶稣
？Do I behave like Jesus？
若是我们不像
，If we do not are not，
这是我们说的最好。
Even though we are the best,
最有理由的话语
most reasonable words,
那也是不对的
is still not, is
所以主并不是管我们对和不对的问题
So the Lord doesn't care whether we are right or wrong
我们像不像主耶稣
But whether we are like
你说神审判我们的时候是照着主耶稣的标准来审判
So when the Lord judges He judges according to the standard of Jesus
我们像不像主
Whether we are like
him or not 所以今天我们就活在这审判亮光当中
When we live in this light of judgment
总要看我们生活像不像主耶稣
We shall know whether ourOur life is like the Lord or not.
你这样发脾气像不像主耶稣呢
？Do you burst in anger like Jesus？
你这样子一脚想贪便宜像不像主耶稣呢
？You want to take advantage？
我们是不是
like Jesus？
像不像主耶稣
？Are we like Jesus？
若是不像的话
，If we are not like the Lord，
那就错了。
We are wrong。
那就违背了我们的生命的特性。
That's against the character of the life。
我们里头就不能安得了安息。
That's why we have no peace and rest。
第二类就和平。
And there's no peace.
我们主耶稣到地上来是成就和平的。
Our Lord came to earth to accomplish peace.
所以他说使人和睦的人有福了。
That's why he said, "Blessed are the peacemakers."
他们必成为神的儿子。
They shall be called the sons of God.
那主耶稣来就是为了让成功和平。
The Lord came to accomplish peace.
他舍弃了自己。
He denied himself.
他为了使我们和神让之间和好。
To reconcile us to God.
我们本来是和神为仇为敌的。
Originally we are God's enemies.
那现在我们和神和好了。
Now we are reconciled.
那是因着主耶稣为我们舍命流血的缘故。
That's because of the blood shed and death of our Lord Jesus.
借着他的宝血，我们和神之间就相和相协。
Because of his cross, we are reconciled to God.
也借着主耶稣的死。使我们和人中间的那个隔断的墙也都给撤掉了。
Through his death and the dividing walls between men are also destroyed.
那就是十字架。
That is the cross.
借着主的十字架，把我们和人中间那许多冤仇都给我们除掉了。
All the hatred between men are destroyed because of the cross of the Lord.
所以我们要活在那个和平里面。
We shall live in peace with each other.
我们和神之间是没有难处的。
There is no hindrance between us
and God. 我们和人之间也没有难处。
There's no difficulties between men also.
他就说，若是你在祭坛上献礼物的时候
，That's why the Bible says when you go and offer sacrifice.
若是想起一个弟兄得罪了你。
If you remember some brothers are offended by you,
那你就把礼物留在坛前。
Then just left your gifts before the
elder. 你先去跟那弟兄和好。
Go first to reconcile with your brother.
不是你得罪了弟兄。
If you offended your brother,
那是那弟兄得罪了你。
Oh, but the brother offended you.
若是你想起这件事呢
？If you remember this,
你也要除掉的。
You need to
不要先在那祷告。
Do not just pray first.
你把那礼物放下，先去同弟兄和好。
Put aside the gift, but to reconcile with the brother first.
就是活在和平里面。
So that the brothers are living in peace.
活在和睦里面。
Living in a peace, harmony.
那个若是我得罪他，我先去和好，这是个应理所当然的。
If I offended someone, I need to go and reconcile first.
若他得罪我的话，他现在跟我和好。
If I am offended, he shall come to me first.
我还要去跟他和好。
But still, I need to go to and reconcile with them.
你知道，是我们的神是不讲理由的。
You know, our Lord is not arguing.
他只讲原则。
He's only by principle.
像不像主耶稣？
Whether or not we like Jesus.
是不是神国的国民？
Whether we're citizens of the kingdom.
神国的国民，头一个像有主耶稣一样。
The citizens of the kingdom of God.
第二就是
number one is like Jesus.
和人和睦。
Number two is to have peace with others.
和神和人之间都是和平的。
Have peace with God and have peace with man.
第三是活在圣灵喜乐。
Number three lives in the joy of the Holy Spirit.
当我们顺服圣灵的时候，里面就生命和平安。
When we are obedient to the Spirit, we have peace and joy.
里面就有喜乐。
And we have joy.
若是我们违背圣灵的时候，里头就 就是有痛苦。
We have, when we are disobedient, we have sufferings, pain.
所以这是我们该有的生活。
This is the life we shall
have. 因为神的儿女应该是常常喜乐的。
So the children of God shall be full of joy always.
这是神的心意。
This is God's will.
那罗马书告诉我们说，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的。
Romans tells us, even in sufferings we rejoice.
你遭遇这么大的难处，还能欢欢喜喜的。
We can still full of joy even in affliction.
他说，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练。
Because sufferings produce endurance and endurance character.
老练生盼望。
And character hope.
盼望不至于羞耻。
And hope will not disappoint.
因为神借着圣灵把他的爱浇灌在我们里面。
Because God has poured out His love through the Holy Spirit.
所以无论是在什么光景之下。
No matter what circumstances we're in.
主不喜欢我们忧愁。
The Lord doesn't like us to be
sorrowful. 主喜欢我们欢喜快乐。
To be worried. He wants us to rejoice.
那你说我们主耶稣地上也忧愁过？
He said, "Our Lord also feels sorrowful."
他不是也在哭过吗
？He also wept.
起码两次我们可以看，有这样记载。
At least twice we saw the.
头一次在拉萨路的坟墓旁边。
Number one, one time by the tomb.
那你说的耶稣哭了。
It says Jesus wept.
那么还有一次。
Another time.
是他到耶路撒冷。
Well, he was near Jerusalem.
他看见耶路撒冷城墙啊，就会哀哭。
He saw Jerusalem and wept.
就祷告说：“耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷啊！”
He prayed that Jerusalem, Jerusalem.
你常杀害先知。
You always kill the prophets.
有多少的先知是在你手里
？How many prophets has been killed in your hands?
他也在那儿叹息。
The Lord also sighed.
为了耶路撒冷哀哭。
For Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，主哀哭并不是为了他自己缘故。
Lord Jesus wept not for himself.
也不是因为他自己有什么忧愁过不去的事情。
Not because something he worried or sorrowful.
都是为了别人的缘故。
All for the sake of
others. 那就是在九福当中说哀痛的人有福了。
Especially the nine blessings, number two says, blessed are those who mourn.
因为他们必得安慰。
Because they will be comforted.
在拉萨路坟墓旁边，如乃是因为他们不信。
By the tomb of Nazareth, the Lord wept because of their unbelief.
围绕他跟前的许多人都不信。
The people surrounding him are unbelievers.
甚至马大、玛利亚对他也有也也也也不信，也不也有也不信。
Even Martha and Mary also do not believe.
他说所以他们说主，你若早在这里，我兄弟并不死。
That's why they said, Lord, if you have been here earlier, my brother would not die.
现在来已经太晚了，没有办法了。
Now it's too late. You have nowhere.
这都是不信的恶行。
Those are unbelief.
主常为着这不信的时代，都心里有忧愁。
For the unbelieving generation, the Lord were sorrowful.
也为着耶路撒冷那样子杀害先知，他里头忧愁。
He also saddened by Jerusalem because it kills all the prophets.
这是哀痛，他的哀痛。
That is his sadness.
乃是为着神的心意。
It is for the will of God.
那么他说哀痛的有福了。
That's why he.
他们必得安慰。
Blessed are those who mourn; they will be comforted.
虽然主有哀痛，
even though the Lord mourns,
虽然主在哀哭，
even though the Lord wept,
但是他们两是得的安慰，那是很大。
In the end, he was comforted. He is comforted.
所以我们的主在地上，虽然是有也有有的时候也有哭了的时候。
Even though our Lord mourns,
但是他是他是还是喜乐的。
But still, he is full of joy.
那一暂时忧愁。
Temporarily, he's sad.
但结果是充满了喜乐。
In the end, he's full of joy.
这是我们的主。
This is our.
说今天我们也要活在那个圣灵中喜乐当中。
So today we shall also live in the joy of.
什么时候我们不喜乐，总是有问题了。
Whenever we feel loss of joy.
这是那个神国的一种特征。
This is a characteristic of the kingdom.
我们要活在神的国当中。
We need to live in the kingdom.
我们从这三方面来考，来检查我们一下。
We shall evaluate ourselves.
我们是否是不是像主？
Whether we are like the Lord.
我们是不是活在和谐里面？
Whether we are living in peace with others.
我们是不是在喜乐当中？
Whether we are living in joy.
这里说特别说到圣灵的喜乐。
Especially mention the joy in the Holy Spirit.
那并不是往外面娱乐消遣而带来喜乐。
It's not the joy bring in by the entertainment.
那种喜乐是暂时的。
Those joy are temporary.
等到失去的过去之后，里头更加痛苦。
When the opportunity gone and you feel even more painful.
你喝了这水还要再渴。
That's why the Lord says, if you drink this water, you should be thirsty.
你若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。
However, if you drink the water I give, you will never be thirsty again.
主耶稣给我们圣灵中喜乐。
The Lord gave us the joy in the Holy Spirit.
我们若是得着，永远不渴。
If we gain it, we will never be thirsty.
那个喜乐是永远的。
And that joy is forever.
这是我们昨天所说的那个国度的生活。
That is the life of the kingdom we talked about yesterday.
今天我们要说到国度的侍奉。
Today we want to talk about the service, the ministry in the kingdom.
我们还是来读一处圣经比较好一点。
Let us read another scripture.
马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章第十三节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 13。
我们一起读好。
Let's read all together。
十三节，你们是世上的盐，盐若失了味，怎能叫它再咸呢？以后无用，如果丢在外面，被人践踏了。十四节。你们是世上的光，城照在山上是不能隐藏的。人点灯不放在斗底下，只放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。这说到我们是世上的盐。
Here it talks about we are the salt of the earth.
主也给我们看我们世上的光。
We are also the light of the world.
那么这是盐，我们是光。
We are the salt and the light.
这说到那个生命的它那个功用。
This talks about the function of the life.
那九福说到生命的性质。
The nine blessings talks about the factor of
life. 这光和盐来说到生命的功用。
The salt and the light talks about the function.
我们里面的生命它有一种功用，有功效的。
Because this life we gain has a function.
有什么功效呢
？What kind of function?
是盐。
Effect, this
effect. 是光。
Effectiveness, it is light and salt.
这是生命的功效。
Those are the.
生命从里头活出来了。
Those are the effects of the life.
没有活在，还活在我们里面，那是性质。
And if you still live within, it's the character.
从我们里头那火彰显出来。
When it's manifest, lived out.
那是盐，就是光。
And it is light and salt.
所以这是指着我们的侍奉说的。
And this is referring to our ministry service.
那这个，对，这我再提醒弟兄这么一下。
I want to remind brothers and sisters again.
不大容易犯这样错误的。
Maybe you are not easy to make such mistakes.
有时候听见弟兄姊妹这样祷告。
Sometimes I heard brothers and sisters pray in this way.
当然也说祷告总是很好的一件事。
Of course, pray is a good thing.
但是我听见的时候，我里头就过不大去。
However, when I hear such prayers, I cannot get by.
那怎么祷告主啊？我们要在地上，我们要做盐。
And we pray that Lord, when we are on earth, we want to be the salt.
我们要帮助，我们要做光。
Want to be the light.
所以我们总有一个观念，就是要做盐，要做光。
We have this concept that we want to be the salt and the light.
但主不是这样说的。
But the Lord is not saying this.
你们是世上的盐。
The Lord said, "You are the salt."
你们是世上的光。
You are the light.
这个所是和所做呀不一样。
And this being is different from doing.
所是乃是我们里头的那个本来就那个性质就这样。
And to be is because we have this character inside in us.
所做呢是我们自己去努力做出来。
Our to do it is because our own.
我们在地上要去做盐去。
We want to work out. We want to behave like the light.
我们要去做光。
We want to work as the light.
那做光要照亮别人。
We want to enlighten
others. 这是黑暗的时代。
This is the darkness.
是我们要做光。
That's why we want to.
使别人都
to be the light.
被照亮。
So that other people may be enlightened.
我们心是很好的。
Our desire is good.
但是你知道我们做不出来的。
But you know this is something we cannot do.
我们要做盐，要做光。
We want to do to become the light.
结果我们自己做的时候做的都不像。
But when we to do it, then it's not like the light.
没有说让我们去做。
The Lord never asks us to become the light.
你们是世上的盐。
But Lord says you are the light.
你们是世上的光。
And you are the salt.
那就说到我们那个生命，它本身就是的。
This tells us that this life itself, it is.
就是盐，就是光。
It is light and the salt.
那盐和光呢，是生命的性质从我们身上活出来了。
And the character of the life being lived out is the light, salt and light, being manifested.
那个就是我们的侍奉。
That is our ministry.
就是我们的工作。
That is the work.
我们所有的侍奉，所有的工作都是在这里。
All the service, all the ministry.
一方面是盐。
On the one hand, it's salt.
还一方面，我们是光。
On the other hand, we are light.
说到我们的侍奉。
This is our service.
那么这侍奉这种侍奉呢
This kind of service
它是哥林多前书就告诉我们第四章给我们说告诉我们说
First Corinthians chapter 4 tells us
神的国不在于言语
The kingdom of God is not a matter of words
乃在于全能
But of power
若是我们让这光让光和言从我们中活出来
If we live out the salt and the light
那么它就是有能力的
It has power
那么，这个是这种能力是不能缺少的。
And this power shall never be lacking.
那比方说盐有什么能力呢
？What kind of power does a salt have？
盐的能力呢，就是它能够消毒。
The function of the salt is that it can sterilize.
能够防腐。
It can prevent decay.
把盐肉把用盐腌了之后呢？就不容易腐烂了。
If you salt the meat, it will not be decaying very easily.
若是有什么细菌呢，有用盐呢，也可以杀掉呢。
And all kinds of bacteria can be killed by salt.
特别我们要感冒的时候，我们常常用盐水漱喉咙。
When we catch a cold, sometimes we need to clear our throat by salty water.
口嘴嘴嘴巴里头那个感冒细菌呢，杀掉一些。
It will kill the germs in our throat.
当然这不是完全的
of course, this is not complete.
但是这是这它有这种作用
It has this function, this effect.
那主让我们说我们是世上的盐
The Lord says we are the salt of the world
我们有一种功用就是能够防腐
We have one function that is to prevent corruption
防止这个世界的腐烂
To prevent this world from corrupt
我们有一种功用就是消毒
This one function is to kill the germs
就是把这个坏的东西给杀掉
to kill all the bad things,
这不是我们在那儿去杀
it is not that we are there to
不是我们在那儿 做出来的
it's not something we do
若是我们做出来的话呀恐怕好多人给我们杀掉了
if that's what we do then many many good people are killed by
这个生命中你都活出来了
however if you live out this in your life
这是我们的侍奉
and this is our ministry
当然还有另外一个 有另外一个功用
but another function
就是有味道
It has taste
若是我们做的菜也比较淡一点了没有盐了就没味道
If our dishes lack salt it's tasteless
加点盐了有点味道了
Add a little salt it becomes a little tasteful
吃起来呢好吃一点
And it will be a little tasteful
那基督徒神的儿女的地上啊就该是盐
And children of God Christians on earth shall be the salt
无论在什么环境当中我们总叫人有味道
No matter what circumstances are we make people make it
若不然的话呢我们若是失掉味道的话
If we lose our saltiness
那就没有用处了
Then we become useless
怎么能叫再咸呢
How can we make it salty
丢在外面
It will be thrown out
所以一个基督徒一个神的儿女一个神国的人他们是有味道的
That's why our citizens and children of God they have taste
他们有什么味道呢
What kind of taste they have
那不是我们外面、啊、用香水用什么东西加上去的味道
They have some flavor Not because of the fragrant oils we use
但是呢也是有馨香之气的
But we still have some fragrance
在神的儿女身上有一种馨香之气
And in children of God there is a fragrance
这个馨香之气、啊、很严重的
And this fragrance has its significance
在活的人叫他活
To those who are alive and make them alive
在死的人叫他死
To people of death and make them dead
保罗说谁能挡得起呢
Who can stand this
这个生命这个馨香之气啊是挡不起的
And this fragrance will
它是有能力的
The world cannot bear It has power
神的儿女在基督在神的儿女在世界里头我们是有味道的
To the world the children of God has faith flavor
都能显出那个馨香之气来
Wherever they go they can manifest this fragrance
起码我们有一种属灵的味道
We have this flavor of spiritual life
若是你有经常祷告读圣经
If you always pray and read your scriptures,
亲近主的话
and always draw close to the Lord,
那你身上就有一种味道
then there is a fragrance in it.
那人看了就，哎，这个就是有点属灵。
So people see and they know you're spiritual.
这属灵啊，这什么意思呢
？What does it mean by being
spiritual? 这个不能解释的。
It's hard to explain.
这也说不出来的。
You cannot tell.
你一直都不读经祷告。
You never speak, read the Bible or pray.
其实你不必告诉人了。
You do not have to tell people.
你只要跟人见着面。
You only have some contact with
them. 人就闻到味道了。
They can smell this fragrance.
不属灵。
You're unspiritual.
那。不属灵，换句话，又属肉体。
Then you are very fleshly.
所以，这个基督徒应该有属灵的味道。
So Christians has a spiritual flavor.
那就是盐。
That is salt.
那从我们里头活出来了。
Being lived out from us.
有个属灵的味道。
You have a spiritual flavor.
若是不属灵的话，若是这个不属灵的话呀。
You are not spiritual.
那就是我们和主的关系啊。疏远了。
That means your relationship with the Lord grown cold.
虽然疏远了。
Even though you're far away from the Lord.
没有断。
It may not be a cut off.
到那时候就说，盐若失掉味，怎能叫它再鲜？你没办法了。
To such extent, the Lord says, if the salt lost its saltiness, then.
到这时候就丢到外面去了。
That time you will be thrown out.
都被人践踏了。
You will be trampled by men.
这是没有希望的。
Then it's hopeless.
丢在外面就在国度之外。
Been thrown out is being shut out of the kingdom.
不能享受国度里福分。
You cannot enjoy the blessings of the
kingdom. 就将来有许多人丢在外面，哀哭切齿。
There are many people will be shut out and crying and gnashing their teeth.
那今天我们还没到那时候，但是也不要被丢在外面。
Today we're not at that time yet.
总是保持和主之间那个亲密的关系。
We need to keep our close relationship with the
Lord. 不要失掉那关系。
Do not lose that relationship.
所以我们常常要读圣经祷告。
That's why we always need to read the scriptures.
那就是我们有条线和主一直在联系。
That the thread connected us between the Lord.
什么时候这个线一断了
？Whenever that thread is cut off, it's broken.
那就会失掉味道的。
Then we can lose our flavor.
那个味道失掉了。
That flavor is
到的时候很可能啊被丢在外面
，most likely will be thrown out，
就落在仇敌手里头
，will fall into the enemy，
被仇敌早糟蹋
，been trampled by the enemy，
被仇敌践踏
，be ruined by the enemy，
所以那就非常可惜
，that is very pitiful，
是我们要保持和主之间的关系
，so we need to maintain our relationship，
好叫我们那个功用从我们身上彰显出来
，so that the effect and function can be manifest，
实在是在神的恩典中间能够做一般能够杀菌。
May the Lord help us to be a person who can sterilize.
能够防腐的一般人。
Could prevent corruption.
这一般弟兄姊妹在活在一起。
When brothers and sisters live together like this.
那我们是就在一起常有交通。
When we fellowship together always.
那我们就会防腐。
Then we can prevent corruption.
很多的腐烂的东西啊，我们就防止住了。
A lot of rottings will be stopped.
不至于在神的儿女中间能够发生作用。
It will not have effect among God's people.
若不然的话
，Otherwise,
那失掉味道
，If we lose our flavor,
就不能再防腐了。
We'll lose our function of preventing the corruption.
也不能杀菌。
We cannot be sterilized.
所以许许多的东西都跑到我们里面来了。
That's why a lot of unclean things will enter into.
那就把神的国完全破坏掉了。
It will ruin the kingdom of God.
所以这是我们是盐。
This is why we are
我们有这样的功用的。
We have this function and effect.
那么另外一方面
，On the other hand，
说我们是世上的光。
We are the light of the world.
光我们都知道。
We know the light.
光是为了显明的。
Light is for the sake of showing.
一切显明的就是光。
And the light will show all.
光来了就把所有事情都显明出来。
The light will reveal everything.
那个以希伯来书第四章这也是说到。
Hebrews chapter 4 also talks about
神的话是有功效的。
The word of God is effective.
是一切比一切两刃剑还快。
Sharper than all double sword, double-edged sword.
能够刺入破开。
It can pierce and penetrate.
把一切世界都显明出来。
To reveal all the hidden parts.
甚至于骨解于骨髓。
Even the marrows and bones.
最深处的那个动机啊。
The most deepest,
motivation
can be revealed.
这是光。
This is light.
光会在把气里头显明出来。
The light will reveal everything.
让我们认识我们真实的光景。
So we know our true condition.
我们若是活在黑暗里面
，If we still live in darkness,
没有光的话
，Without the light,
那我们就不认识自己。
Then we do not know ourselves.
我们若是在活在光当中
，If we live in the light,
我们对自己有认识。
We have knowledge of ourselves.
我不仅能认识自己
，Not only we know ourselves,
也能认识我们的主。
We also know our Lord.
他也把主启示给我们
，And He also reveals the Lord to us.
让我们对主的认识能够越过越增。 增加。
So our knowledge of the Lord will be increasing.
所以我们要活在光中。
That's why we shall live in the light.
而且为什么我们要常常聚会
？Why we always have to meet?
和弟兄姊妹有交通。
To have fellowship with.
那就是让我们大家都活在光的里面。
That is all of us to walk to live in the light.
叫这光跟律法聚在一起的时候就更强更。更明亮。
When we gather together, the light will be even brighter.
然后光景显明的更多。
And to reveal our true conditions.
到我们对主的认识也会更增加。
Our knowledge of the Lord will be increasing.
这是神的儿女。
This is the children of God.
我们是光。
We are the light.
我们也是眼。
We also are the soul.
我们还有一种功用。
We have another function.
他说，这个城造在山上是不能隐藏的。
A city on a hill cannot be hidden.
这里说到城。
Here talks about a city.
这个城啊，不是一点的光，而是好多的光。
The city is not just a little light, but many lights.
而聚起来的。
Gather together.
在山上是没办法隐藏。
On the mountain cannot be hidden.
很亮的。
It must be very bright.
他们防空演习时候就把这光统统遮住。
During air raid, it will be covered.
要这个飞机看不见。
So that the airplane will not see.
要出去不能发现我们。
So the bomber cannot see us.
就把我们隐藏在光黑暗当中。
So we are hidden in the dark.
这个光一来说，就把一切都显明。
However, when light comes, everything will be revealed.
所以你记得，你读启示录读到末了时候，就记得新耶路撒冷。
You remember near the end of Revelation, the New Jerusalem.
那个新耶路撒冷啊，那光啊是在里头，在从里头照出来。
The light will shine forth from within.
因为它是透明的。
Because it's transparent.
所以啊，能够从里头那光从里透出来。
Light will shine forth from within.
当光从里头透出来的时候呢
，When the light shines forth,
他说列国都在光中行走。
All the nations shall walk in light.
换句话说，那个列国都受这个城的支配和影响。
On the other hand, all nations are controlled. Governed by this,
那就给我们看见光是有管理作用的。
That's why it shows us light has a function of administration.
若是我们活在光的里面
，If we live in light,
那我们就能管理自己生活。
Then we can manage our
life. 我们也能影响着别人。
We can also affect other people.
影响别人生活。
We can affect other people's life.
所以光是一面是照明。
On the one hand, light is.
另外一方面是管理。
For a shining. On the other hand, for an administration.
那么我们刚才读的圣经节
，The scripture we just read，
就是神的国不在于言语
，The kingdom of God is not a matter of words，
乃在于全能
，But of power。
什么叫做言语
？What is words？
言语就是我们自己。
And to talking is ourselves。
你心里所存的。
Whatever you have in the heart,
你口里面就说出来。
Your mouth will speak up.
你话是如何
？Whatever your words are,
你知道这个人是如何
？You can tell this person.
所以这个人呢，就借着你话在表明出来。
So this person is manifested through the words.
但是你不说话
，If you do not talk,
谁也不认识你。
Nobody knows.
到底你里头有什么故事
？Whatever stories you have inside, nobody knows.
等你一张口一讲话
，When you open your mouth and speak,
哦，原来这样回事情。
Now we understand.
大家都会认识了。
Everybody knows who you are.
所以这话语就把你自己把我们自己说显出来。
Your talking reveals yourself.
说我们说什么话呀，就把我们说我们是怎样一个人就显明出来。
What kind of words we're talking, reveals our person.
他说神的话，神的，我不在于话语。
But the kingdom of God is not of words.
那话语就是把我们自己显明出来。
Talking reveals ourselves.
显明我们这个人是怎样一个人。
Reveal what kind of person we are.
那这是我们的话。
This is our words.
他说神的国不在乎话语。
However, the kingdom of God is not a matter of words.
乃在乎全能。
But of power.
那个全能呢，就是主自己说的。
The power is referring to our Lord Himself.
里面若是有主的话，就有全能。
If you have the Lord in you, you have
power. 我们的主就是那个全能。
Our Lord is the power.
他就是君王。
He is the king.
弟兄们不是一直讲到他就是王。
Brothers, keep talking about He's the king.
他不仅是我们的主。
Not only is our Lord,
不仅是教会的元首
not only is the head of the
church, 他也是我们的君王
he is also our king,
那就说到他有权柄的
that talks about he has the power.
这一位君王是万王之王万主之主
This king is the king of kings and lord of lords
他的权柄是管理宇宙万有
His power is to sustain the whole universe
有那样伟大的权柄
He has such a great power
天上地上所有的权柄都在他身上
All the authorities in heaven and on earth
主在什么地方他权柄在什么地方
Wherever the Lord is, his power is
主在我们身上显明出来权柄都彰显
The Lord manifests through us. The power is revealed.
说神的国不在乎言语。
So the kingdom of God is not of words.
乃在乎全能。
But of power.
不在乎你自己说的怎样好。
No matter how well you talk,
也不在乎你自己是怎样一个人。
No matter what the person you are,
那是你的权能，有没有权能。
But whether you are you have power,
就是你是一个很有学问的人。
Or maybe you are
很有地位的人。
A very high position.
是一个在世人看非常尊贵的一个人。
You are honorable person in the world.
但是没有主在身上。
But you have no word,
那就没有权能。
But you have no power.
你可以有地上的权能。
You may have power in the world.
但是没有天国的权。国度的权能。
But you have no authority in the heavenly kingdom.
你可以管理人外面的生活。
You can manage people's outward life.
你不能管理人的心。
You cannot manage people's heart.
你不能管理仇敌那儿的工作。
You cannot manage the works of the enemy.
所以，但是神的国不在乎言语。
That's why the kingdom is not a matter of words.
权能。
But of the power.
有人还有学问。
And some people are very educated.
讲话的时候口若悬河。
They are very eloquent.
那火呀，一直话一直从里涌流出来。
And they can keep talking.
非常的丰富。
Very abundant.
非常有知识。
Very knowledgeable.
各方面都非常好。
And it looks very good.
实在是很有口才。
It's very eloquent.
那么我们大家很佩服。
And we admire such person.
但是缺少权能。
But they lack the authority, the power.
那么这个不是神的国的东西。
This is not the kingdom of God.
这是世上的国。
This is the kingdom of the world.
世上的国在乎话语。
Kingdom of the world is of the words.
你话怎么讲？
And depends on how you talk.
你这个人是怎样一个人？
What kind of person you are?
这是哪里不？
This is the world.
那若是你这话讲得很好，
If you are so well spoken,
你这人也是很有毅力，
spoken, and you have the willpower,
很刚强，
you are very courageous.
你人很可能就会选举你这样。
They may elect you to be.
但是这个是你最多有地上的权。
At most, you have the power of the world.
而没有属灵的权。
But you have no spiritual power.
神的国不在乎言语，那叫权能。
That's why kingdom of God is not a
word. 我们在神的儿女们中间，我们工作。
But of power, especially among God's
people. 我们可能我们的服事非常殷勤。
Maybe we have diligently served.
我们做的事情很多。
We have done many things.
很劳碌。
And we are very skillful.
在人来看呢，那是非常好。
For men, it looks very good.
是一个很好的弟兄。
This is a good brother.
这是个殷勤的弟兄。
This is a diligent brother.
这是为了教会在忠心的一个弟兄。
This is a faithful servant.
但是难处就是说有没有权能。
But the difficulty is whether
we have power. 是我们光是有热心。
May we also, if
we
also have zeal or diligence,
而没有权能的话呢？
But not with power.
那还不是真的国。
That is not the kingdom of God.
那是最多得人的称赞。
At most, we'll gain praise from men,
而不能得到主的称赞。
But not praise from God.
说神的国不在乎言语。
That's why the kingdom of God is not of words.
不在乎你这样说。
Words.
不在乎你在自己说怎样自高自大。
Or how you can.
你说的怎样的好。
How well you talk.
还在乎你身上有没有那个权能。
But depends on whether you have the power or authority or not.
属灵权能。
This is a spiritual authority.
这就是我们主耶稣基督。
This is our Lord Jesus Christ.
他是最有权能的。
He is the most powerful.
全面源头在他，都是集中在他的身上。
All the source of power is in him.
说地上那些执政掌权的，也是他所设立的。
All the power, authorities, principalities are in him.
若不是他所设立的，你就没有权柄。
Established by him.
所以一切权柄都在于主耶稣。
All the powers, authorities are in the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣在我们话语当中出来。
If the Lord comes out from our words.
主耶稣在我们服事当中出来。
If the Lord manifests through our service.
那个就是有权能的。
That is of authority.
那不仅是那个要叫别人称赞。
Not only people will praise.
并且叫别人里头折服下来。
But other people will be broken.
就像那许多人听见主耶稣讲话。
As if just like those people heard Jesus talk.
他们也听过那文士们讲话。
They also have heard all the scribes talking.
文士们讲话讲的也是很清楚的。
And those scribes can talk very clearly.
但是没有权能。
But without power.
我们主在讲话。
When our Lord talks.
虽然话他们可能不大懂。
Maybe the words they do not understand.
但是话里有权能。
But there's authority in the words.
有权能。
He has power in the
words. 有权柄。
He has the authority.
叫你整个人折服下来。
The entire person submits.
弟兄们，这是神的国。
Brothers and sisters, this is the kingdom.
不在乎言语。
It's not of the kingdom of the words.
权能。
But of the power.
换句话说。
One in another word.
不在乎我们自己。
It's not depend on ourselves.
还在乎主。
Depends on the Lord.
有主就好。
With the Lord.
有主在话语里头。
If you have the Lord in the word.
那个就是权能。
That is the power.
没有主在话语里头。
Without the word, Lord in the word.
纵然我们用高言大智。
Even though we have our very eloquent.
用智慧委婉的话语。
We have word of wisdom.
那里头没有权能。
And very persuasive.
保罗说在我们在你中间不知道别人。
That's why Paul says, among you would know nothing.
我不在你中间不用智慧委婉的话语。
We do not talk in wise words.
也不用高言大智。
Or eloquent talking.
我只知道一件事。
I know only one thing.
耶稣基督。
Christ Jesus.
并他钉十字架。
And him crucified.
所以保罗这样讲的时候。
When Paul said in this.
他里头有权能。
He has power in.
所以他才在第四章才给我们看见。
That's why in fourth chapter.
神的国不在乎言语。
The word of the kingdom of God is not.
不在乎你这样标榜你自己。
Not depends on yourself.
不在乎你自己这样说。
How you praise yourself.
乃在乎你话有没有全能。
That depends on whether your word is with power.
这是神的国的服事。
This is the service in the kingdom of God.
若是弟兄姊妹，若这样量我们的话
，If we are measured by this,
那我们可能都不大及格了。
Maybe we all cannot pass.
我们讲道不一定有全能的。
Our preaching are without power.
那个讲道就比较虚，就虚空了。那讲道就虚空了。
Then the preaching is empty.
我们的服事也不一定有全能的。
Our service means lack of power.
那个服事也是虚空的。
And that service is empty.
所以弟兄们
It's in vain.
在国度上的服事
The service in the kingdom.
不在于我们做什么
Doesn't depend on what we do.
也不在于我们说什么
Or what we say.
也不在于我们做得怎样好
Or how well we have done.
说得怎样清楚
How clearly we have spoken.
那在乎有没有主在里面
But depends on whether the Lord is in it.
主若在里面的话
If the Lord is in it.
那就全了
Then you have the authority. 你
怎么会知道主在不在呢
How do you know whether the Lord is in it or not?
这个神的儿女们都很特别的。
Then the children of God is very special.
和世人不一样。
They are different from the world with people.
神我们都能分辨出来。
We can all tell.
这些话有全能。
These words are with power.
我们里面蛰伏下来了。
We submit.
就觉得有个东西在里头。
We feel something in it.
若不然的话，我们就在。成了明的罗像的吧。
Otherwise, we are just a clean symbol.
不过一阵热闹就是了。
But just some noisy.
这些聚人会。
And just a meeting of noise.
听一篇道。
We heard a message.
那这懂了一点属灵知识。
At most, gain some spiritual knowledge.
最多也不过就是这样。
That was it.
但是知识只是叫人自大的。
But knowledge puffs up.
那不是说我们不该有属灵知识。
That means that we do not need spiritual
knowledge. 我们该有属灵知识。
We need spiritual knowledge.
但是我们不能停在这里。
We cannot just stop there.
我们总要看里头有没有爱。
We need to tell whether it has
love. 我们看里头有没有全能。
Whether it has
主有没有在人间彰显出来
？If the Lord is manifest through it or not，
只有这一个才能造就人。
Only this can build up people。
这是这个神的国的侍奉。
This is the ministry in the kingdom。
也许弟兄姊妹很失望。
Maybe brothers and sisters are disappointed。
没有告诉我们该做什么，该做什么。
It didn't tell us what we shall do or not。
那神的国我们该第一该做什么，第二该做什么
？You shall tell me what to do in the kingdom. Number one, number two。
那么这个。该怎样去做
？How we shall do it？
那就我们就是神国的侍奉。
The service in the kingdom。
其实呢，这是很简单的。
Actually, it's very simple。
神不过不在乎你做什么。
It doesn't matter what you do。
乃在乎有没有全能在里面。
But depends on whether you have the spiritual power。
那么这个全能，到底怎么才能做一个有全能的人呢
？How can you become a person of power？
那这是我们的问题了。
This is our problem。
我们何在盼望我们里头有话有全能
？We desire to have power in our word。
全能。
When we preach,
我们怎么能做一个全能的人
？How can become a person of power？
那第一
，Number one，
这有第一二三四了、啊。
Now we have one, two, three。
第一
，Number one，
就是绝对彻底的奉献。
It's absolute consecration。
奉献就是要奉献的。
And we need to offer ourselves。
那是彻底的奉献。
It is a complete of a consecration。
那么这个呢，就是第一有这。你把自己完全交给主。
You need to completely commit yourself to the Lord.
那么有一个故事，说从前听说过的。
And there's a story.
也在那个书本上看过。
And read from some books.
那么这个从前呢，有一位弟兄是F.V. Meyer 弟兄。
F.V. Meyer brother F.V. Myers.
我很喜欢看他的书。
I really liked reading his book.
虽然我不懂那个为什么把它翻出来，那我就都能懂得了，都能看。
And Sister Wei translated so I can understand them.
所以我看了 F.B. Myers 书很多。
So I read many books by F.B. Myers.
我去买书啊，不看别是那个时候名字，只看是谁写的。
When I go buy books, I do not look at the titles, but who the author is.
只要是 F.B. Myers 写的，我一定会买来的。
As long as written by F.B. Myers, I will buy.
那么这位弟兄呢，他是一个很会讲道的人。
This brother is a very good preacher.
他在英国一个很大的礼拜堂里头。
He serves in a great church.
有很多人来听他讲道。
Many people came to listen.
所以是一个很有名的一位传道人。
He's a very well-known preacher.
但是他里头总是感觉 或者缺少一点东西。
But still he feels lack something inside.
有一天呢，有一个弟兄到他们那里去讲道。
One day a brother went to their meeting and
这个弟兄大家也许听也都听也可能听过斯达德弟兄。
And this brother you may also have heard his name, brother
Stoddard. 那到那去讲道。
He went there and preached.
他听了弟兄讲道的时候啊。
When he was listening to his preaching,
他知道他里头那个有东西。
He knows there's something.
而这个东西是他所没有的。
And that's something he lacks.
他就很羡慕。
So he admires.
我若是有那个东西就好了。
He longs to have that.
我一直感觉缺少就是那个东西。
I always feel that I lack that thing.
那他有一天呢，就去问了 Stoddard 弟兄。
So that day he went to ask Brother Stoddard.
好像昨天还是前天呢，这个昨天是吧？儿女还弟兄啊。讲了一点。
And yesterday or day before, Brother Ernie has mentioned this a little bit.
讲一点点。
Just a little bit.
这个F. Wetmeyer 怎样去找这个 Stoddard 弟兄。
And how F. Meyer went to look for Brother Stoddard.
那么这个 Stoddard 弟兄跟他讲啊。
This Brother Stoddard told him.
不可能，我所有的你没有。
It's impossible for what I have, you lack.
那么我所有的你都有。
Whatever I have, you also have.
他就问他，那为什么我这个就是你有点东西，那个点东西啊，我就没有。
But still, why something you have as
不是你可能很熟。
Even though I'm
我知识非常丰富。
I'm not my knowledge.
但是你有一个东西我没有。
But you still have something that I lack.
他说那你有没有奉献？
Have you consecrated yourself?
我当然奉献了。
Of course I did.
我是个传道人。
I'm a preacher.
那我还没有奉献吗？
我
已经奉献给主。
Of course I consecrated myself.
他说你有没有完全的奉献？
Have you completely consecrated yourself?
有没有彻底的奉献？
Absolutely surrendered.
这个嘛，有点考虑了。
Well, this I have something withheld.
那么他就不敢说了。
He stopped talking.
那斯达德就说：“好嘛，你继续祷告。”
Brother Stoddard said, "Go and pray."
你这个把一切都献给主。
You have to.Offer everything to the Lord.
那么他就去祷告。
So he went to pray.
几天的时间在主面前寻求。
Spent a couple of days seeking before the Lord.
主的光，主寻求主的光照。
Seeking the enlightening of the Lord.
他什么地方还没有奉献
？Where he hasn't consecrated.
那么主就给他看见。
The Lord showed him.
你还有一点点东西，你没有奉献。
You still have a little thing you have not consecrated.
他就跟主在那讲理由。
He was there reasoning with the Lord.
那一点东西你用不到的。
That little thing you cannot use.
那个是我用的。
That is for me.
和那个属灵是否没有关系。
It has nothing to do with spiritual service.
那么主就他当然主不会给他辩论了。
Of course the Lord will not argue.
他在祷告。
He
主还是指给他指了那指给他那件事情。
The Lord still shown him that small matter.
那么。他还是在那里就不肯放下。
He's there still struggling without willing to give up.
那就成了他和主之间一点的争执。
That become a little argument between him and the Lord.
你知道主不和我们在争的。
You know the Lord will not argue.
那你若是和主争的，主就不言语。
If you argue with the Lord, the Lord will keep silent.
我们主是这样温柔。
Our Lord is so gentle.
他与人无争的。
He has nothing to argue.
你若是不争的话呢，他就会讲很厉害的话。
And if you do not argue,
你若是争的话，他什么话都不说的。
If you do not argue, he will speak seriously.
有一次，他就觉得主来了。
And one time he felt that the Lord has come.
对他说：“给我，给我。”
The Lord says, "Give me, give me."
那么他就把一大串钥匙都拿出，大的小的，通通交给主了。
And he put out a string of keys, all kinds of keys to give to the Lord.
主说：“是不是都在这里啊？”
The Lord asked, "Are they all there?"
还有一个小的。
There is a little key.
那个小的钥匙呢，是开一个小门的。
And that little key is to open the door.
那个小门里头是那个你不需要。
And this, what's inside that door, you do not need.
那主就跟他说。
The Lord spoke to him.
你若是不都给我的话。
If you do not give me all.
你不若不是让我都做主的话。
If I'm not the Lord of all.
那我就不是你的主。
I'm not your Lord at all.
那么主说了这话之后呢？就转过身去要走掉了。
After the Lord said this, and he turned around and was about to leave.
我虽然没有经过这件事
，even though I'm not personally experienced,
但是也领会到 那主走掉，这是一很可怕的一件事。
But I can understand the thing when the Lord leaves, it's a small matter.
我想那个时候很可能啊，这个埃菲迈尔就跪，就爬着跪着跪着爬着爬到肉前面去。
Most likely, Brother Ephemeris has kneeling down and kneeled down.
你不要走。
Beg the Lord not to leave.
我可以，我可以都奉献。
Do not leave. I can give up.
不过你，我不愿意，不大愿意。
But I'm not very willing.
我就求你啊，把我所不愿意的东西拿去。
I pray that you will.
我虽然不愿意
away, ，even though I'm not willing.
求你叫我愿意。
Please make me willing.
求你把我所不愿意的东西你拿去。
Please take away what I'm not willing to give.
你有没有这样祷告过
？Have you ever prayed in such a prayer?
我虽然不愿意。
Even though I'm not willing,
我求你叫我使我能愿意。
Lord, make me willing.
我虽然不舍不得。
Even though I do not want to.
但是你把我舍不得东西你拿去了。
You just take it away. What I
他就把那个大钥匙、小钥匙都一串钥匙，还加上他那个小钥匙。
And he just put everything, including that small key, to the Lord.
就是他说最爱、最宝贵的。
That is something he cherished the most.
他都摆让他主，你拿去吧。
He said, "Lord, you take it away."
他就把所有一切都拿去了。
So the Lord take everything away.
那到那个小钥匙是保有什么东西？都那个小房间里有什么东西呢
what kind of things are in that small
他没有说
room, he didn't say.
也没有弟兄们告诉我
Nobody tells us.
所以我也不知道
so I do not know.
那么东西是他所最宝贵的
but it's something that's very dear to him.
但是就是那件东西啊但他认为说是主不需要
and in that small matter he saw the Lord doesn't need
那东西就是主所要求的
but exactly that's what
主所要求是什么事情呢
what does the Lord ask
要求我们有一个彻底的奉献
the Lord wants us to have a complete consecration
完全的奉献
absolute
我们若不是完全让主来做主的话
if we do not want the Lord to be the Lord of all
主就不是我们的主
the Lord is not our Lord
若是你在主面有一点点保留
If you have some withheld,
你说主啊，这是很小的事情啊。
You say, Lord, this is something.
那这个我不保留。
I want to keep this.
那主就不能不是我们的主。
Then the Lord is our Lord.
他既然不能做你全部的主。
If he is not the Lord of all,
他就不是你的主。
He is not your Lord at all.
说弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
我无论是我有什么难处
，no matter what difficulty,
有什么过不去的事情
，anything we cannot get by,
可能一点点的小事情。
If the only small matter,
若是你不让主做主，
那
主就不是我们的主。
Then the Lord is not our Lord.
所以我们要把我们自己全部奉献。
That's why we need to consecrate ourselves.
彻底的奉献
，completely and absolutely,
完全奉献给主。
Completely consecrate.
让主能够做我们的主。
So the Lord can be our Lord.
不要主做你四分之三的主。
Not just the Lord of three quarters.
还有四分之一你保留了。
You have one quarter to keep yourself.
做你五分之四的主。
Or maybe one fourth.
还有五分之一，
maybe one fifth.
我们只保一点点。
And we just keep
主不能在那做主的话
，if the Lord cannot be the Lord of all，
主就不能全做我们主。
Then the Lord cannot be our Lord at all。
那就不是彻底的奉献。
That is not a complete consecration。The complete consecration。
所有的一切。
Give everything。
我们告诉人，可以告诉人，不可以告诉人的。
Things we can tell people or not。
最秘密的事情。
The most secret.
任何我们都不说的。
Anything we do not want to tell anyone.
完全奉献给主。
We can complete that.
让主在一切上做我们的主人。
So the Lord be our Lord at all.
只有这样的人。
Only people like this.
他们才是个有全能的人。
They are a person with power.
那第二件事情。
Number two.
就是一个钉十字架的人。
It is a crucified person.
保罗不仅传讲十字架。
Not only Paul preach about the cross.
保罗他也自己也是一个钉十字架的人。
Paul himself is a crucified person.
若是你读哥林多后书
，If you read the second
book, 在这一卷书里面
，In this book,
就给我们看见这一个人是一个钉十字架的人。
Shows us this person is a crucified
person. 很多时候我们讲十字架。
Many times we preach about the cross.
我们也懂得十字架。
We understand.
我们也听别人讲了很多，听了很多十字架的道理。
We heard many preachings, messages about the cross.
主所看待的是我们是不是钉十字架的人。
But the Lord wants to see whether we are the crucified.
实际的，我们活在十字架底下。
Are we living in the reality of the cross?
把我们自己摆在十字架底下。
And put ourselves in the
cross. 完全摆在十字架底下。
Completely in the cross.
多少次我们祷告主？
Many times we pray the Lord.
我愿意背十字架。
I'm willing to bear my cross.
我们也愿意说，是我们背十字架，十字架就来背我们。
And we are willing to say we bear the cross, the cross bears us.
我们可能道理都很清楚。
We understand these things.
但是你你肯不肯把自己完全的摆在十字架里
？But are you willing to put yourself completely in the cross?
一个钉十字架的人。
A crucified person.
这是我们今天的一个大的问题。
This is our problem.
所以， 弟兄姊妹，只有一个钉十字架的人，
Only a person nailed to the cross,
一个完全舍己的人，
a completely denied of
self, 把自己完全摆在死地的一个人，
a person place yourself in death,
才有生命从里头活出来。
Then there is life lived out.
我们把自己摆在死地，
If we place ourselves in death,
生命在人别人里头才能发动，
the life can be germinated.
所以我们必须是一个钉十字架的人。
We have to be a person because
在我们生活里头，我们肯不肯把自己摆在十字架里？
In our lives, are we willing to put ourselves in the cross?
在我们话语当中，
In our words,
在我们夫妻生活当里面，
In our spouse a life,
我们是不是把自己摆在死地？
Do we put ourselves in the death?
还是别人争我们也争？
Or you still struggling?
别人吵我们吵的也吵。
If other spouse argue, I also argue.
看谁吵的声音最大。
To see who can win the argument.
谁就得胜了。
Then who is conqueror?
弟兄姊妹，神的国不是这样。
Brothers and sisters, kingdom of God is not like
this. 不在于声音大。
Doesn't depend on the voice.
神的国乃在于一个钉十字架的人。
Depends on the person who is nailed to the cross.
把自己摆在十字架底下。
Place yourself
under
the cross. Our opinion.
我们的主张。
Our
我们的脾气。
Views, our temper.
我们一切所有的。
Everything we have.
事情。
In everything,
我们肯把摆在十字架里。
We're willing to put them under the cross.
我从前常常讲啊，岂有此理。
In the past, I always ask, "This is nonsense."
有一次，一个弟兄跟我讲啊。
One time, a brother told me.
他到现在你还要讲岂有此理啊
？Even now, you still say it's nonsense.
我说为什么我们不可以讲呢
？I said, "Why cannot?"
没有理吗？就当然就讲了。
It's unreasonable. That's why I said.
我常常说一件事，不平嘛，这明。
And always said, if said something unreasonable, then I will speak out.
那心里不平了，当然就掉了，就掉了。
If you don't feel fair, then you will speak out. This is reasonable.
但是弟兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters,
十字架是个不讲理的地方。
The cross is a place where
不是讲理的话呀。
If you argue,
不会钉十字架的。
Then you will never be put on the cross.
那是不讲理的。
But a person without reasoning,
我们主耶稣钉在十字架上。
Our Lord is put on the cross.
他一话都不说。
He doesn't speak anything.
他只有说一件事。
He only do one thing.
父啊，赦免他们。
Father, forgive them.
他们所做的，他们不知道。
Whatever they do, they do not understand.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
这是一个钉十字架的人。
This is a person who
是一个不讲理的人。
It's a person who doesn't
argue. 不为了自己争的人。
Who do not fight for himself.
不为了自己解释的人。
Who doesn't even explain for himself.
你越解释
，The more you explain.
越解释不清楚。
The more confusing.
有时候我恨的自己恨得不得了。
Sometimes I hate myself.
我说巴不得我把心拿出来给你看一看。
I wish to show you my heart.
你把心拿出来啊。
You take out my heart.
那也看不见了。
You can still not see.
那不过是一个血淋淋的一个心就是了。
But a bloody heart.
人还是不懂得的。
People still don't understand.
说不需要解释。
So do not need to explain.
钉十字架。
Being crucified.
把自己摆在死地。
Place yourself in the death.
主知道就好了。
The Lord knows.
一切事情。
Everything.
不在于人了解我们。
Doesn't depend whether other people understand or not.
让主来了解我们。
Only the Lord knows.
宁肯让人来误会我们。
We rather be misunderstood.
宁肯让人来弃绝我们。
Rather being forsaken.
宁肯让人来轻看我们。
And rather being despised.
只要主知道就好。
Only the Lord knows it's good enough.
把自己钉在十字架上。
Nail yourself to the cross.
弟兄姊妹，只有这样的人。
Only people like this.
他们才是有全能的人。
They can be a person with power.
第三件事情。
Number three.
是一个顺服恩膏教训。
Submit to the teachings of the anointing.
跟随圣灵带领。
Following the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我想我不再多说这一方面。
I will not talk too much about this.
开头时我已经讲过了。
I've already mentioned this.
不要以为说这个圣灵的恩膏教训是很新的一件事。
Do not think the doctrine of the anointing is something new.
是很感觉很轻的。
And maybe the world thinks it's new.
声音也很微小的。
The Holy Spirit is very gentle.
以利亚在山上所听见的那个微小的声音。
Just like Elijah heard this still small voice.
就是微小的声音里面。
Even among the still small voice.
是神在那个地方。
That is where God is.
神的话在那。
The word of God is.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
神不在那个暴风当中。
God is not in that world.
神也不在火焰当中。
God is not in the fire.
神就是在那微小的声音里。
God is in that.
就是圣灵在里面恩膏的教训，一个微小的感觉。
And the doctrine, the teaching of the anointing.
神在那里。
Feeling.
所以顺服恩膏的教训。
Submit to the teachings of the anointing.
我再说顺服恩膏教训。
I will say it again. Submit to the teachings of the anointing.
我感觉到我以往我说最大的亏损。
And I feel that my whole life, the most loss I suffered, it is not submitting to the teaching of anointing enough.
拒绝圣灵,
a lot of times I refuse the Holy Spirit's anointing. I quench the feelings of the Spirit.
在那里没有完全顺服,
I'm not there completely submitting.
所以,
obedient.
落在今天的可怜的光景当中,
that's why I fall into today's situation.
若实在有时间从头来的话,
if I have time to do it all over again,
我真是愿意做一个,
I'm willing to be a person submitting to the teachings of the Lord. No matter how the Lord leads,
不求自己的荣耀,
and ask not for our own glory,
不求自己的脸面,
not only for ourselves,
不求自己的地位,
face, reputations or positions, just submit to the
teachings. 他怎样带领我们,
wherever He leads,
那我们就怎样顺服,
then we submit.
弟兄姊妹, 许多时候,
many times, brothers and sisters,
圣灵在流感动我们, 要我们来祷告,
and the Holy Spirit moves us to come to pray,
要我们在伯比机会当中有个赞美,
and to praise the Lord in a
more table. When
the Holy Spirit moves, we also
move. A
lot of times
we are thinking,
consider this and
that. 到末了时候,
in the end, the moving is gone. The feeling is gone.
无论什么时候,
no matter where it is,
当圣灵在感动时候,
when the Holy Spirit moves,
那我们就要做一个动的人,
then we become a person who moves.
不要感而不动,
do not be moved, but not be touched, but not moved.
这是个最大的亏损,
that is a great loss.
不仅是使我们那个不能够叫主得发表,
not only we let the Lord not live out,
不能叫主得荣耀,
not Him let gain the glory,
因为在我们身上一个大的亏损,
but also we suffer the great loss,
使我们成了一个没有全能的人,
we become not a person of power.
我们虽然做事,
even though we still do things,
但是没有全能,
but without the power,
没有主在里面,
without the Lord in it.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
若是我们肯这样顺服主,
if we are willing to obey the Lord,
那我们就从一个有全能的人,
we'll become a person with power.
无论我们在做什么事情,
no matter what we do,
主在那地方,
the Lord is there.
这最末了一个,
the last one,
就是祷告,
is to pray.
我说的祷告, 不是普通的祷告,
the prayer I said is not the ordinary prayer.
所以祷告, 乃是一个生产之苦的祷告,
this is the prayer of the travail.
一个有全能的祷告,
it is the prayer of power.
就是知道了主的心意,
knows the will of God.
然后为了主的心意在祷告,
pray for the will of God.
这样的人, 乃是主最需要的人,
this kind of person,
很多时候主要做一件事, 很多时候主要做一件事情,
a lot of times the Lord wants to do something,
但是我们没有跟上去,
we are not following Him,
主就耽误了主的事情,
we delayed His marriage,
就不能让主当然显明把他的事来成全他的心意, so
the Lord cannot express and accomplish His will.
我们损失是小事,
well, we suffer the loss is small,
但主的损失是大事,
but the loss for the Lord is great.
所以弟兄们, 我们要做一个有生产之苦的祷告,
we need to pray the prayer of travail.
祷告主所要祷告的,
we need to pray for what the Lord wants.
我们祷告, 我们说要祷告的,
we do not pray what we want.
这个我们大家都会的,
we all know that.
我们去了这个, 我们祷告这一个,
we go to prayer meetings, we pray for those.
我们去了那一个, 我们祷告那一件事,
we go to other matters, we pray for that.
这个我们大家都会的,
we all know how to pray those things.
我们有没有听见主在我们里头对我们说, 你要找我有什么事情?
Have we heard the Lord speak to us inside that you need to pray for this? What is the will of God?
我们为了他的心意在祷告,
we pray for His will.
为了他做事要做的事情在祷告,
pray for things He wants to do.
为了他今天要做的事情祷告,
pray for the things He wants to do today.
主就需要一般人能够摸到主今天的感觉,
the Lord needs a people who knows His feelings today,
知道主今天的心意,
know His will,
而为着这事祷告一般,
and pray for this thing.
若是我们是这样一般人的话,
if we are a people,
我们就是有全能的人,
then we are people of power.
我就把这四方面交通给弟兄姊妹,
I will share this four aspects to you.
我实在盼望我们做一个有全能的人,
I indeed desire that, hope that we all can become people of power,
是国度的侍奉,
so that our service will be the service in the kingdom, and it's something the Lord will remember, and the Lord will treasure.
第一件事情,
number one,
彻底的奉献,
complete consecration.
第二件事情,
number two,
把钉十字架,
be nailed to the cross.
第三件事情,
number three,
顺服恩膏的教训,
submit to the doctrines of the anointing. Number four.
有生产之苦也祷告。
Has the prayer of the travail.
我就要讲到这里了。
So much for my sharing.
我们就祷告。
祷告吧。
Let us pray.